Welcome to Chip Chat Live from the Atom C launch. I'm with Paul Zhu, Senior Vice President of Megadata, the Megadata Center with WeWin. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So WeWin is a relatively new name in the computing industry, but obviously from a tenured company. Can you tell me a little bit about WeWin and the history of your company?
Certainly. We were spun off from Wistron, and Wistron has been in the computer server industry for more than 10 years. And Wistron originally spun off from Acer. We took over Acer's design manufacturing capability and after sales service, and Acer went to a brand name as a PC, notebook or computer brand name for the channel and the consumer or enterprise or commercial product. And as I said, we went to over design, manufacturing, and after service, become an independent company. And we have been, as Wistron, we have been very pay attention on the developing of a mega data center for cloud computing for many years. And in order to be very focusing on the cloud and mega data center business, again, in 2012, we spun off an independent company called WeWin, and today is still 100% subsidiary of Wistron. Be very focusing on, as I said, cloud computing and mega data center business. And so we brought over our some of our existing companies, including Facebook, Baidu, and et cetera, and also developing new customer, particularly on the data center business and cloud computing. So that's a very short a version of the WeWin. By the way, our parent company, as I said, Wistron, we are Fortune 500 company, and our revenue in 2012 was $22 billion revenue.
That's fantastic. And I guess, you know, the question that I have from that is, what is different about designing solutions for mega data center customers versus the traditional enterprise class data center? And why did you decide to spin off a company that's specifically focused at that market?
Okay, very good question. In the traditional data center or enterprise business, many companies with a very good brand name, they have very good solutions and very good product. And typically, they would come to customer to introduce their solution and product and then ask what kind of problem you have. So by doing so, they offer extra function or features that this data center might not necessarily need it. So for a data center business, we listening to the customer need and then particular tailor-made or customized for these customers. So in this case, we can certainly to significantly reduce their TCO, which is total cost of operation, and in order to reduce their operational cost. So as I said, the major difference from the conventional enterprise business is we customize, we tailor-made, we listen to the customer, and we optimize the computer and server storage, and again, in the future, will be switched for their need to operate and to optimize the data center.
Now, I need to congratulate you because WeWin just announced two new products based on the Atom C processor. Can you tell me about what those products are and what specific customer needs are being addressed through their delivery?
Very good question. So as I mentioned earlier, WeWin is very focusing on cloud computing, high-performance server storage, and as I said, most data centers are very concerned about TCO, total cost of operation. One of the major factors of the TCO is power consumption. So WeWin's product has been designed and to optimize power consumption. So earlier your question for me was how we address that market. So we listen to the customer need and we tailor-made or customize to be very suitable for the data center. And Everton product, we have two products. One is for Facebook's they call cold storage and massive storage. The code name was Nux. And in the past, we designed very robust and very high density, very low TCO Nux storage. This storage still require a compute node to connect to it. So by having the Avaton design into Nux, certainly reduce the cost. Not only reduce the cost of the server storage, but also reduce the TCO from every spec and the TCO and the power consumption. And in the power consumption, usually CPU will dominate the factor. And to reduce the CPU power, it will significantly reduce the power consumption. Everton, not only that, but also Everton share the common instruction set to make the proven working software porting much easier and be reliable. Also, the peripheral drivers support for existing peripheral. For the porting of the software can be much easier compatible. So these two products we designed for two mega data center to meet their need. One is for cloud storage, one is for cloud storage server, and they are sub-family of products, well, particularly very suitable for cold storage.
Mm-hmm.
With the choice of Everton having 20 watts, 14 watts, 9 watts, and even down to 6 watts of power consumption, and this gives us a flexibility for having one design but choosing different silicon to meet the requirement need. So it will not overkill and or overpower, or it will not under power of the requirement of the computation. On the other thing is the Everton also integrated with rich I/O such as 4 gigabit Ethernet, 4 USB port, and 4 SATA ports. So this also reduces the need for having extra interface to the peripheral and significantly reduce the size of the PC board and the size of system in addition to the power consumption. So this is a very good choice for us, and also it's make our customer very happy to having this kind of a computer to meet their need.
So it sounds like this cold storage box is based on the open compute project's specs for storage systems, is that correct?
That is correct. One of the projects is an open compute project, correct?
And when you describe cold storage, it sounds like, and I just want to confirm this, that in those environments, compute is not necessarily an important determinant in terms of high performance. It's more about the efficiency of the box. Is that right?
That is correct. So the cold storage in regular time, the compute is not very heavy, but the availability is very crucial, because when the data is needed, it have to capability to the to access the data promptly. So the Everton have the capability of significantly reduce the power consumption. And when data is needed, it also have the computational power to access the data and provide the data in time for the user who need the data from the cold storage.
When you look at these two new products in terms of your broader portfolio, can you contrast these two with the other products that you have in the marketplace to address the mega data center? And how does it fit into your broader strategy for addressing customer needs?
So the customer today, they are, if I could call it, very polarized in a way. One is very compute on the spectrum of the left-hand side. If I call it, it's compute intensive. So require lots of computational, such as the search engine or other Hadoop type of computation. The other side is storage of big data. So in the past, they are product that can meet the massive storage, but usually it has been combination of storage and servers, and the servers oftentimes is overkill the requirement of the computation. With the overkill, by that I mean, yes, it serves the function. However, it would consume a lot of power, particularly on the standby mode. It consumes very high power, and these data centers require, as I said, they were very concerned about total cost of operation. And then TCO, one of the very major TCO is the power consumption. So they have solution, as I said, but there are a lot of room to improve. And in the market, there are always debate x86 microservers solution with low power consumption and a other cam of the CPU. Certainly, Avoton provide not only just the power consumption, but also it has the same instruction set as high power computing. Therefore, to make the software be much more portable, whether it's into the high-performance computing or on the Avoton. So it fill up the other side of spectrum, as I said, for more storage-centric, and particularly for today, Hadoop application or for today, big data, there is a increasing market and increasing demand for storage, enhanced or storage demanding kind of product. So, with Avoton putting our open compute storage together, that certainly fill that market requirement.
Well, Paul, once again, I'd like to say congratulations on the launch of your two new products. If people would like to learn more about WeWin and the products that you're delivering in the marketplace, do you have a website that you could send them to?
Yes, we do. We have website. We have a complete data sheet. We have we can take order for sampling for now for testing, and then certainly we can provide that.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I think that for more information, you can go to wewin.com, WIWYNN.com, and take it from there. Thank you so much for being on the program today and celebrating the Atom C launch.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.